Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up?
What's up, Red?
On? Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And happy Father's Day to all that's listening out there.
Yes. Once again, on Blog Talk Radio, this is Big Red, Brother B, with the menu. Greetings and salutations, everyone. How y'all doing out there? Blog Talk Radio Land, or should I say podcast? Podcast Radio Land, or whatever. Anyway, what's up? What's going on? Big Red, Brother B, the menu, Blog Talk Radio. What's good? What's good, Red? Talk to me.
I'm good. Just enjoying, well, it's not my day, but just enjoying my day, literally, but not my day. It's God's day today, so...
Yeah, listen, we don't even want to get into that. I mean, you know, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, you know, the real dudes. I noticed that I posted something up on Facebook, and of course it seemed like no one either liked it or responded to it. But I had to just say it because, you know what, there's certain times that some people force situations that they don't have to. And I was talking to those, I was like, yo, to those dudes out there, like, don't get it twisted. You know, to the stand-in dudes, don't get it twisted. Just because there may be a little beef between baby mama and baby daddy, and she trying to make sure he don't want to see his kid, and this, that, and the third, like, don't think that you outrank or you hold some type of weight just because. Like, if a man want to be a part of his kid's life, and she acting funny style, it's not for you, the stand-in, to try and make matters worse.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you want to do something, you should be encouraging the situation. You should be, you know, sitting down talking to her or trying
Absolutely.
To find some rationale. You know
oh,
what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, you know I agree with that 100%.
And, you know, vice versa. To those dudes out there who have custody of the kids. Their kid, and you know, you act a funny style with the woman. Yo, to all you stand-in women, don't egg it on. Do not egg it on. You need to be the voice of reason to try to rationalize it. One thing I realized, and I learned the hard way, like, yo, man, it's hard when you have a kid and somebody is trying to deprive you of your, you know, you seeing your kid and being around your kid and enjoying and experiencing being a parent.
Right.
You know, it's not cool. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that like to be divisive, whether it's men or women, and they want to turn around and say, oh, yeah, nah, F him, and this, that, and the third, this mock. Like, they just do shit for spite. And there's no reason for that.
Right. That's the selfish person. That first people that do that, that's because you're selfish as a person. Because in all of that, the thing that makes me mad with that whole thing is that nobody is thinking about the child. I don't care what you and the person go through. I don't care if y'all hate it. You can hate each other. Go ahead. Y'all hate each other. But that child doesn't hate neither one of y'all. The child doesn't hate the mother. Child doesn't hate the father. You know, either way. That child doesn't hate neither one of y'all. So if that child wants to see her dad or the mom or whoever, let them do what they have to do. You don't have to be, you know, that involved. Or just be cordial. Just be cordial enough that the child can, you know, have their time with the other party.
Exactly.
But then, you
like
know,
I said, you have people that you have the stand-ins that want to, like I said, don't bring about the drama, because you know what the thing is, you're there temporary. that mother or that father, they're there for life.
Right, absolutely.
Your role, you know what I'm saying, your role might be temporary. So, and even still, even if your role is not temporary, the last thing you need to do is try to cause a wedge or be a part of a bad situation to make it worse.
Right.
Because you never know. One day the same thing can happen to you.
Yep,
you reap what you sow. You know, you reap what you sow. So,
yep.
Yeah, like I call a spade a spade. I'm sorry if anybody felt offended, but then again, no, I'm not sorry. Because you know the bullshit that you're doing, you just shouldn't be doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I mean,
absolutely.
I've being a parent, you know, being a father, being in my child's life, going through the court system and all, which family court is such bullshit, especially from state to state, because it's either pro-mother or pro-father, but it's never pro-family.
Nope.
That's why when they call the family court, that's the most blanketed bullshit statement ever. It's not about family. It's about keeping everybody divided, making, you know, have... You put two people in a courtroom where you know things are already salty. You put some
right,
of the BS mediator
there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Oh, what do you want? What do you want? Oh, well, you know, this is what's best for the child. Meanwhile, everybody's sitting back getting paid off of your dumb bullshit. Okay. Everybody getting paid off the fact that y'all can't, you know, agree to disagree. And then the child got to get dragged into it.
Right.
Yo, it's uncalled for, man. It's really uncalled for. So, you know, like I said, man, you reap what you sow.
Yep, sure
don't,
will.
Don't put it on your kids, man, because, you know, eventually it's going to backfire on you. It's going to backfire.
It always does.
Yeah.
But you know what? People have to learn the hard way. That's unfortunately... This is how life goes. This is how human beings, some humans are, that they just have to learn the hard way. Like you know that's a brick coming to your face. You know it's going to hurt when it comes to your face, but you know what? Oh, no, it's not going to hurt until the brick actually hits you. That's when you say, oh, that was a brick.
It doesn't make any sense, but... But once again, you know, happy Father's Day to all the, you know, real ones out there and those gentlemen that are doing the jobs that real fathers just don't want to do. You know what I'm saying? The men out there, the women, you know, that's just standing up and saying like, hey, you know, you don't want to do it, so I'm here. You know, it's all good.
Right.
But, you know... Once again, it's Big Red and Brother B with the menu. Guest calling the number 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. We are on Facebook at Mind Your Mental. Wait, the menu. Sorry, the menu. Mind Your Mental. MINDURMENTAL. So, yo, I got to get something off my chest real quick, man.
Oh, yeah.
I got to get something off my chest. Yo. To all you pedestrians out there, once again, this is one of those just driving things. I'm sorry. To all you pedestrians out there, like, yo, I've never been hit by a car. I don't want to get hit by a car. That's why when I see them things moving in the street, I get to cross the street. Yo, walking
right.
across the street.
Wait until they go
all
past.
All slow, looking at your cell phone. Yo. You can get killed. You can get hurt. People, whatever happened to common sense? You know what I'm saying? Like, nowadays,
I answer for you.
Yo, listen, I mean,
definitely answer that for you.
I've heard somebody say, yeah, I dare you to hit me. I'll sue you. Yo, you got to be alive to get sued. I mean, to be able to sue. But do you really think a couple of thousands of dollars is going to outweigh the fact that you may not be able to walk again, or you going to be laid up in the hospital for a couple of months, or your leg just got broke or something like that? No, it's not. Like, listen, everybody has a responsibility. Drivers and pedestrians, stop pushing it. Stop. like, yo, just chill, man.
Well,
because I'm just seeing a little bit too much of this slow walking, and then walking across the street slow, and then looking at you like, yeah, what you gonna do on a green light? Yo, you know the light is green. Why are you trying to cross? Why are you gonna cross when the light is green? Why are you gonna walk in front of? Why are you gonna walk right into the middle of the street, light green, and you know I got cars behind me honking and they see you, but nobody cares. So then you walk slower. Like,
well,
yo, don't do that, man.
You just said the common sense. Common sense. I've been hearing that for the last 6 years. Common sense is not so common. People had common sense at one time. At least I think they did. And now it's like common sense is not so common anymore. Once again, people crossing the street, you're on your cell phone or you're listening to music or you. It's like, why? Like, it's not that serious. That text is not that serious. It's just like when people say, when they say, don't text and drive. That text to that person is not that serious that you have to text that person while you're crossing the street or you have to be on Facebook while you're crossing the street. No, just like you said, you can get killed. And a lot of these people will hit you and keep right on driving and keep it moving, and they be halfway in Virginia somewhere, and you laying in the morgue somewhere.
Yeah, you still waiting for EMS.
Yeah, you still waiting for EMS to get there, and you know it's like
they gone,
and they're gone.
Yeah.
A lot of these people don't have, like, you know, a lot of people are driving around with no insurance. No, like you talking about, oh, hit me, I'm gonna get some money. Guess what? They might not even have a license or insurance. So guess what money you getting? What money are you getting?
And
you're not gonna get anything.
No, they're gonna get something. They're gonna get a bill from the hospital.
Right.
They're gonna get a bill from the hospital.
Or your family gonna have the bill.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So
I get
yo, just be real cool, man. Just stop it. Tell a foe to tell a friend. Tell a friend, tell a foe. Tell somebody. It's like, yo, if you do that dumb shit, just stop it. Just stop it. Like
maybe
I
they
said,
need
we
to put
both have responsibilities.
Maybe they need to put that out like how they're doing with the you know, don't text and drive. Maybe they should tell people, listen, when you cross the street, don't text and cross the street. Okay?
Oh,
don't
please.
Text and try to cross the street because, like I said, that's dangerous. That text can wait.
Well,
it can't wait. That Facebook post can wait. That Instagram picture, that Snapchat. I be seeing them in the street, and they crossing the street, and they on Snapchat. And the bunny ears. It's going to be bloody bunny ears. You keep doing that nonsense.
I mean, yo, I've seen.
Like, it makes no sense.
I've just seen some off-the-wall stuff and some people. Like, this ain't Frogger. Like, there used to be a game years ago, Atari. called Frogger, where the frog had to get across like two lanes of traffic. Well, actually, like four or six lanes of traffic. But anyway, you know, dude, like, come on, man. Like, everybody, like, please. Please, man. Because I don't want to see it. I don't want to be a part of it.
All right.
Like, everybody to go home, you know, in one piece. And, y'all also got to address this real quick. Yo, people, because I've been doing some reading and looking at certain things. Yo, listen. I really don't want to go there, but I have to go there real quick. Black people are not your problem. Okay? Black, I'm probably just going to leave it right there. Black people are not your problem. If you seem to think that a black person is your problem or what black people do or don't do is your problem, then, yeah, you got issues.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Anyway, okay. So, once again,
I love it.
Big Red, Big Red and Brother B. Here with the menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling number 347-324-3395. Now, tonight's topic, have the roles between men and women changed? Oh, time to piss some people off.
Oh, boy.
So, as I would say.
Yeah, some people are going to be pissed off, but you know what? Listen, we have to have conversations, and we have to have sometimes the conversations are uncomfortable. And yeah, that's the way it's funny. Yeah, sometimes conversations are uncomfortable, but we have to start being comfortable with having these type of conversations.
Well, you know what? Once again, I said it before and I say it again, it boils down to accountability. Just like crossing the street, you know, in a timely fashion because, you know, traffic is coming or the light is changed.
Right.
And people don't want to be accountable for the things that they do. So, you know, a friend of mine, Billy Moss, had posted something on a Facebook page that he has, Black Long Island. And he, you know, he said, like, you know, describe something, you know, about, you know, your father. Like, you know, what did you learn from your father?
Mm-hmm.
So, yo, it's not just from my father, but it was from men of that time.
Okay.
They were different. Like, I grew up seeing, like, I mean, it's normally just, like, to me, that was a man. You're taking care of your family. Okay, you know, you drank a little bit, you partied a little bit, but you went to work day or night, you came home, put the money on the table. Sometimes your wife was working or your girlfriend was working. Sometimes she wasn't, but there would be food on the table. You know, it was a certain type of relationship. It, like, there was to me, it seemed like there was cohesion where everybody kind of knew their role. Now, wait a minute. Some people, I can imagine some women would be like, what do you mean know my role? Listen, we all got roles, men and women.
Mm-hmm.
We all got lanes. Know your lane like I know mine. Listen, real talk, I remember when that term metrosexual first came about, I wasn't feeling it at all. The reason why I wasn't feeling it, and once again, real quick, this is not anyone's time to sit there and be like, oh, he's homophobic, or he doesn't like this, or he doesn't like that. Yo, shut your dumb ass up. If I don't like something, I'll tell you. All right, let's make that clear. Brother B don't like something, he will say, this is what I don't like. All right, not discriminatory, so keep your labels and all that crap to yourself. But anyway, yo, when they came up with that term metrosexual, I really wasn't feeling it because it's like you were trying to blend the different types of people. Like you were trying to make you were trying to put man and woman together. And I don't get it. Like, what do you mean metrosexual? Like, why did you have to put sexual in it? Why can't it just be a man that knows how to dress?
But why did they even have to make up? See, this is what I have a problem with, not to cut you off, but the fact that why do you have to make up a term for a particular thing because the person or male likes to do certain thing? Now, you know where that term basically came from because they're basically, like, getting into what we said with the roles of the men and women changing or has it changed. Basically because men are doing things that women usually do. Like, for instance, I'm gonna put it out there, men that are going to the salon, to the going to the nail salon and getting their feet done.
I've been seeing a rise in that. Uh-huh.
I've been seeing a good rise, because now I've been seeing where I go and get my feet done, and I'm seeing, and it's not, I see older men, not real, real older guys, but like guys like maybe my age, maybe guys in their 50s, but I'm also seeing like the younger guys that are coming in there, because just as I could say recent, I was in the nail salon and getting my feet done, and two young men came in there, and they were getting their feet done. And
okay.
To me,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, I guess that would be part of that metrosexual thing, I guess. That would be part of that?
To me, yeah. But that's to me.
Right. To me, too. Because at the end of the day, a man can keep his feet upkeep with his feet, but it doesn't have to be you have to come into a nail salon and do that. That's something that you should be or I say either your mom, I say your parents, period. I won't say your mom should have taught you that or your father. I'll say both parents should have taught you something to keep your upkeep of your feet at home.
Well, see, that's where I came from. Like, my father.
Exactly.
This is a nail file. This is a nail clipper.
Absolutely.
This is a big one. This is a toenail clipper. You do. This is what you need to do on a regular basis. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just like throwing globs of Vaseline on after the shower. Make sure you take care of yourself. Make sure you ain't stinking. You ain't this, you ain't that.
Right.
Call the 5891. You're on the air with the menu. What up?
What's up, fine people? What's
up?
Yo, K-Dog.
K-Dog.
What's up, brother?
What's going on, y'all? Hey, man, just here. First up, brother B, happy Father's Day, brother.
Thank you.
You know, even though people don't make a big, I'll be real, people don't make a big deal out of Father's Day, but hey, man, listen, look.
A big deal of it this year.
because I was like, wow, I've seen a lot of fathers, a lot of people acknowledging the fathers, and that's cool.
We
tired
of getting shit on.
Fathers have been representing. Come on now. Fathers do their jobs. You cannot just jump up and curse out the fathers. I mean, fathers do their jobs, all right? Fathers step up.
To the fathers that take accountability for their situation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yes, we do their
even
job. I love doing my job.
Yeah, and they raise a child, too, because even if they're not there with the mom, even if, you know, something happens, but the ones who are married to their mom or they're living with the woman, I mean, they're raising their child. They're raising their children. And I've seen some fathers doing some outstanding jobs. So shout out to all the fathers out there, you know, stepping up. Hey, I'm not a father, but, you know, I have some godchildren and I have a niece and nephew. So,
okay,
you know,
that's
it's
good.
You know,
yeah. Well,
you better tell
Hot Rod and chill for he make you some more nieces and nephews or some more godchildren or whatever.
Oh my goodness!
Slow down.
Yeah, something to slow down on the apple. Yeah, something to slow down on the goose. Slow down.
Yeah, exactly.
Man.
But
take a chill
pill, yeah,
man.
I mean, you know, that like I said, I don't want it to be misconstrued. But like I said, when I heard that term metrosexual, like you didn't have to put the sexual to it. But see, somebody
no,
there's something. I hate to keep using the word agenda, but it starts to look more and more like there is some issue. Like lately, I've been reading Genesis. I've been reading certain things in Genesis, and I go back and I'm like, well, listen. For people to say that they're God-fearing and they believe in the Bible and all this and that,
mm-hmm.
How do you do what you do and then turn around and say, oh, that you're a believer? Like, you pick apart the parts that you want to believe and then you throw the rest away?
Exactly. They don't read. This is the problem that people have when it comes to reading the Bible. They just read one half, but then after, they never read the whole book on what it really says. And that's the sad part about it. Now, when it comes to this whole thing about the male and the, you know, and the male and the female about how they change, guess what? It has, unfortunately, because you look at society now, you look at what's going on social media and on television,
mm-hmm.
Roles have changed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Roles have changed.
It's sad.
It is.
It's sad because you know what? See, like I said, I'm not against anybody living their life. But
no.
I've actually spoken. It was some time ago, though. But I've actually spoken to people who are homosexual or who are lesbian.
Right.
And what's crazy is, and it was kind of funny to me at the moment, but I caught it. They were like, you know, I'm proud to be who I am, but I don't need everybody else being all out there with it. Like, you don't hear, like, straight people running around screaming I'm gay or straight people having parades or straight people doing this, straight people doing that, or people, or you know, certain people trying to, straight people trying to prove that they're better at doing this than, you know, gay people are better at doing that. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? And when I heard it, I was like, wow, because you always have somebody trying to prove something on one side or another. Like, what kind of threw me off was, like, today I heard a commercial celebrating, you know, Gay Pride Month. That's cool. But
no, it is cool.
I mean, I heard a few commercials. I heard a few commercials. More commercials than I heard talking about, you know, Latino Heritage Month or African American Month. You know what I'm saying? Like, or Asian Pacific Month. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it makes me wonder, like, well, wait a minute. Why is that?
Right. Like they're trying to
like,
push
what? Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. You can't push stuff like that on everybody. Like I said, I ain't got a problem with anyone. Unless you got a problem with me. But the whole thing is just that there's certain things you just can't really be pushing on people. Now, when it comes down to these rules, like, look, dudes, you got to stand up. Because if you feeling like a wimp, then you might be a wimp because your chick is chumping you. Why? Because maybe you're not standing up and doing something what you're supposed to be doing. Maybe you're not manning up. And vice versa. There's a lot of women out there saying, oh, there ain't no good men out there. If they ain't no good, how is there no good men out there? Maybe they ain't good for you, or maybe you ain't good for them.
Right.
But the whole thing is we're too much at odds right now because we're too busy. We're not following the natural order of things.
Yeah.
Like
well,
I said,
we're not. No, I mean, not we're not, but it's not because I'm going to tell you this. I just, a friend of mine, she's pregnant. She's somebody I knew was working with her years ago. Now, she's having a baby. So now, she recently put up on Facebook something about, she said basically, I'm going to try to make it short, kind of short. Basically, she was saying that she's not going to tell her, well, she's having a boy. She's not going to let her boy, she's going to let him pick and choose what he wants to do in terms of, like, you know how we say, okay, say your daughter wants to play with a G.I. Joe. And you say, oh, no, that's for boys. You can't play with that. That's only for boys. Go to the Barbie. So now this young lady is saying that she's going to, her son, she's going to let him, if he wants to play with a girl doll, say he wants to play with a Barbie, she's going to let him do that. If he wants to put on pink socks, she's going to let him do that. She's not going to tell him, oh, well, that's not for, you know, that's not for you, that's for girl. Go ahead, because you probably going to say what I already
said. I'm sorry. But go ahead. I'm sorry for interrupting, but however, that's what's causing a problem for this child.
Exactly. I say that too, but go ahead. I'm just saying that's the short version of it because she had a whole, like, illustration. I guess I don't know if she's got it from someplace else on Facebook, but she was basically saying that, like, it was like an illustration of a young man, and the teacher asked him, okay, well, what are some of your heroes? And then he said that his hero was Matilda from the book Matilda. And he said that, and they were saying that the boy, everybody in the class were laughing at him because they're like, oh, that's a girl. How you like a girl? How you like a girl as a superhero? Oh, you should be liking Superman or Batman or, you know, somebody like Iron Man or somebody like that. But then they were like, it's okay for girls to like a certain person, if it's a male or female, it doesn't matter. It's okay for them before a boy. It's like, oh, you have to like boy things. So basically, the young lady was saying that, you know, she's gonna let her son dictate what he wants. Like I said, if he wants to play with a girl toy, she's gonna let him do that.
Listen,
I don't agree with that at all. I don't.
Next
question. Coming up, I don't know any dude that didn't love Wonder Woman. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Let's just get that off the back. So, we, you know, there was dudes out there that dug the concept of a female superhero or, you know, someone in a certain story that, you know, was female and that saved the day. It's all good. See, I don't see. I think some people are kind of like trying to twist the narrative or tweak it to their own perspective. But my thing is this: all right, if you're having like you're having a child and you got a boy, and you turn around and say, "Oh, you can be whatever you want to be," you're allowing the child to kind of just, like there's no discipline. There's no rules.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I hate to say it like that, but once again, listen, you're a male. This is what you do.
Mm-hmm.
This is a female. This is what she do. Now, some people say, well, wait a minute. What do you mean he's a male? This is what, because I notice more people get offended by, especially women, get more offended by, well, as a woman, what am I supposed to do? Whoa, see? You're going in a direction. Just
right.
Like
are you serious?
Are
you serious?
Like, just like the last couple of weddings that I've been at, they omitted that thing where they say, "Oh, do you love, honor, and cherish, and obey?" Because
yeah,
there was one,
been
two weddings that I went.
Wow.
Yeah,
they've been
to
that out years ago.
They took that obey out years ago.
But my whole thing is. I mean, you know it wasn't talking about, like, I mean, come on, common sense, man. He wasn't talking about obey like a dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, but
yeah,
that's
but
how
somebody
some
might
think,
take
like,
it
oh,
that way. You
but
say that, but
you.
See, some
that's
men
you.
May take
that's
it that
him.
Way. Yeah, you're going to obey
exactly.
me, chick.
When I tell you to jump, you're going to ask me how high.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God.
But everybody loved that part in Coming to America. But he was like, oh, bark like a dog. Oh, jump on one foot, bark like a dog. Like, everybody
mm-hmm.
loved that, though, right?
Yeah, because you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know why? But that was, you know what that was? Because he didn't want some. See, the thing is, he didn't want somebody like that. That's
exactly.
why he said, oh, you're going to do what
mm-hmm.
I say? Oh, well, bark
exactly.
like a dog, jump on one foot. He didn't want somebody like that. But because
exactly.
of their culture or whatever it was, that's what she was made to do. Oh, I'm here to serve you anytime. And you know that nonsense.
I bet you people took something totally different from that part in Coming to America.
Oh yeah, of course.
It took
course.
Something totally different.
That.
Instead of looking
yes,
at
did.
The fact of how he was like, I don't want a woman like this. I want a woman like that. I want a woman that's gonna give me her
have
opinion. I want a woman
mind,
with
right.
a mind. Does that? But see, we don't. You know what I'm saying? It's like. The subliminals are not there anymore. I think maybe they are still there, but people are just too not bright anymore to like pay attention to it.
But if
like,
you think
once
about
again,
it,
we have roles, and if you can't
right.
talk about you want a good man if you're blurring the lines of what a man is supposed to be.
But
you
then
can't,
look where
like,
it's
you
starting
can't.
From. Look where it's starting from. I just told you this young lady. Now, mind you, she ain't even have the baby yet. Baby ain't due but months away. But look how she's thinking already. These are just millennials.
And
look
also,
how she's thinking already.
Culture. Also, there's a question of culture because I could use myself as an example. When I was coming up, when I was a kid, you know, growing up in a Haitian family.
Hello?
We were taught what was for boys and we were taught what was for girls.
Hello?
Certain toys were for boys and certain toys were for girls. So that's why I grew up exactly with the same notion. Now, as a kid, I was a comic book. I was a comic book fiend. I mean, I love my comic books. I read my comic books. I read Marvel to DC, you name it. So that's how come it's like, you know, now as I look at it, I'm like, man, the roles really have changed because you look at these kids now and you have, you know, and I'm not saying anything against anybody. Please don't take what I'm saying the wrong way.
All right.
You have boys who dress up like, you have boys who are wearing feminine clothes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You have a lot of guys out there who are dressing more feminine because I'm like, man, are you serious? Because you know what? There was a time you wore something like that, you'd get jumped.
Oh,
Am
yeah.
I right?
Of course. Exactly. And
you'll
it's
be
like,
some names.
Right? It's like, I don't know if you remember a couple of years ago, a young, like I think this lady, I don't know who, it was a story about her and her son. So, I don't know if I've seen it on Facebook, but the lady, she was letting her son, like, paint his toenails and wear a tutu and all this other stuff.
And basically,
she was thinking.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm back.
Oh, you back? Hello?
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 Yeah, I don't know what happened. I guess it was the powers that be or the aliens that didn't want me on anymore. Anyway. What I missed?
Now I'm hearing echo. Hello?
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, because it's crazy right now. So what's
okay,
up?
So I was saying that there's a young lady that I think I seen on Facebook years ago, and she let her son have fingernail polish and tutu, and she just let him do what he wants, basically, like what I was saying about my friend, and it's like. He's a boy. Like, I don't, like I said, I'm not in agreement with that. It's like, let the child grow up and as a boy. Now, if he changes over, or he wants to change over as he get older, and he wants to do whatever, let him do his own thing on his own time.
And
like,
you know
don't
what?
Try to force that on him already.
No. You can't. Because you know what? It's not a choice. It's how the child is. If the child feels that way, you know, and some people grow like that. They become, when they're teenagers, that's what happens. But then after, when you're forcing it on a child, that's a problem.
Right.
Because you're going to confuse that child.
But they feel they're not forcing it on the child. They feel, I'm not forcing, I'm just letting them be free. No, if he's picking up a Barbie doll, or he's picking up a pink pair of sneakers or some jeans with sparkles on it, and you know that's for females, or that's a female pair of pants. Like, no, like, you're kind of basically like forcing him to, you know, go another way before it's even time for him to go that way.
Exactly.
if that's what he chooses to do or whatever.
But see, the whole thing is, what choice do they have? Like, see, sometimes this, to me, I can't believe, like, freedom is too free sometimes. And, of course, you know, this country very much believes in that. That's why they try to clamp down on certain people's freedoms, you know, whether it's freedom of speech or freedom to move around or freedom to even live in this joint.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is that you can't give somebody too many options. Because, see, we know in the process of growing up, people experiment. Kids are going to experiment, and it's all good. But see, are you teaching them to experiment properly? Because see, you can sit there and say, "I'm gonna let my kid be whatever they want to be," and all this and that, and da 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 da. Listen, you're not biased because you're saying, "Oh, I want my son to be a man," or you're not being biased saying, "Oh, I want my daughter to be, you know, a female." You're not being biased. But see, you have certain people, which it really pisses me off. And I have to go there, whether it, somebody want to see it as hatred or not, because it's not hatred. It's just that, mm-hmm. like you said in the beginning, Red, it's conversations we need to have. I'm tired of when you make a comment about someone gay or someone lesbian, and it's not negative, but to them it sounds negative. You're automatically homophobic, or you have something against
it's
community.
Not,
I don't have anything against anybody unless you got
neither.
A problem with me. But what I'm saying is, listen, you are who you are. But if I don't want my kid, like you sit there with the, there's no gender to the bathroom. So you're trying to say anybody can walk into the bathroom. Yo, I went to my kid's school the other day. And, yo, I go in the bathroom, use the boys' bathroom. And who did I see coming out of a store?
No, wow.
A woman.
Are you kidding
me? I'm like, whoa.
You see, and this is what
opens the doors.
This is what opens the door to a problem, because if you say that intergender bathrooms are okay, then there's going to be a problem. Because guess what? You have a lot of perverts out there. Perverts. And that's why you got to watch the children. If you go ahead and say intergender, then anybody could walk into the bathroom, and that child's life is in danger. You don't know what could happen to that child with that intergender bathroom. That's why I stand against it.
Exactly. Now, and don't we have enough? Now, don't we have enough issue already with sexual, you know, with the sexual harassment and sexual this, that, and
yeah.
other? So now you're going to have these. Now, you just said this is a school, a child, you know, a school with children in it.
Mm-hmm.
So now,
Catholic
guess what?
Catholic school.
So now, guess
and
what?
She went in the
you think there ain't going to be a problem sooner or later, somebody going to come and say something.
Yes, they will.
If they haven't did it already.
But see, my thing is, it was clearly Mark's boys' room, but yet she was in the bathroom, and I was like, well, I felt like, wait a minute, you're damn right, because I was like, wait a minute, am I even in the right bathroom? She said, yes, you are, and just washed her hands and left like it was okay. Yo, I'm not comfortable with that.
It better get
behind
it.
You know what that opens the door to? That opens the door to she can go out there and say, oh, he showed his stuff to me, or he did
mm-hmm.
that.
Exactly.
Or he did this
exactly.
That's what I was saying.
Exactly.
It creates a problem.
Know, you can't, yo, there's certain things that just should not be. Because as a boy, can he go walk into the girls' room? If he was to do that, oh my gosh, all types of police and everybody else would have been there. So you can't start doing this. Oh, this is not a gender specific. This, that, and the third. Like, why do you think we have gender? Like, come on, let's get real here. Men
right,
and women
exactly.
are,
That's
equal,
why we
are,
have
are
that.
Equal, but that yeah. But see, that's the thing. Men and women are equal, but they're not equal. Because when a man can put a certain amount of weight, a woman may not be able to do that. We're built differently physically.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
So the whole thing is stop trying to mesh the two together. Because, like I said, we're different for a reason.
But you know what's so funny?
If we're all the same, how the hell are we supposed to procreate?
Right.
If you got men turning into women and women turning into men, and then you got somebody carrying both tools. What you, like? I mean, come on now, really?
Oh my goodness, carrying both tools, man. That's scary.
But you know what's so funny? They don't have a problem with that, or they're trying to make that comfortable, or trying to make that seem like, oh, this is how it's supposed to be. But then you still have a problem with like an interracial couple. Didn't they put just
exactly.
like you said with the commercial that they had on TV, and they're trying to push the pride thing? But guess what? Didn't they just have a problem and pull the Cheerios commercial because it was a white mother and a black father?
Yeah.
With the mixed
and they,
child,
yeah,
and they pulled that commercial because that people had a problem with that. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. But yes, nobody has a problem with it because you know what it is? It's like this: everything is perfect. Everything there are certain laws that have been passed to protect people. And I'm not saying, like I said, I'm not being biased. I'm not being prejudiced in any way, shape, or form. There are certain laws out there that protect certain people. You understand? So you see the interracial couple. Oh, that's strictly taboo. That's not supposed to happen. But yet,
real quick, K-Dog, before you go on, I have to say, interracial, it depends, because it's okay for the white man and the black woman. But when it's a black man and a white woman,
it's a problem. Yep, that's what I was getting to.
Definitely
a problem. Oh, it's wrong. Or this is that. Or they have a huge issue with it because they had an issue with a black father with a white mother. They act like it's not real. It is real out there. There is that kind of. You know what it is? I look at it. The bottom line is this: hey, a man and a woman. That's it. Plain
right.
and simple. Who have a beautiful child. And you know what it is that now that, you know, you look at television, it's like the agenda is out there. It's like I'm not saying the agenda, excuse me for saying that, but however, it's confusing to children, especially when you have a young boy. There was a young boy, I forgot his name, who's a transgender.
Mm-hmm.
He has a show on television. They have a show
on Nickelodeon, right?
Yeah, Nickelodeon, right.
Yep.
And, you know, there's so many things that you have to explain to your children that it's a very difficult thing to explain to your children because, you know, children, no matter what generation it may be, children are children. Children are the face of innocence. But when you have a 5 or 6-year-old asking questions and you have to explain to that child why their friend is wearing a skirt and their boy, like, why is that boy wearing a skirt and why is he wearing makeup? There's a problem.
Right. And it's like, why do you have to explain that to a small – you shouldn't have to explain something like that, or why do you have to explain that to a small child watching a children's show? Like,
exactly.
Like I don't –
I think they're going too far. I think they're going too far. And it's not – and you know what? It's not the attack. Because, you know, some people will take it as an attack. Some people will take it – once again –
it's not an attack.
You're just hating. No, it's not an attack. What's real is real. Everybody has a role. Like, you got to do – like, I'm offended when I hear chicks talking about, oh, he just stay home on the couch and do nothing, or he ain't doing this or he ain't doing that. Because now you got a lot of dudes out there that just want to be pampered. Listen, I get it.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't. Because, like I said, I grew up a certain way. Man's supposed to go out, do this, do that, and take care
exactly.
of his family. A woman does the same thing, but the thing is, the woman has always been seen, in my generation, as the head of, like, she runs the house. The man does,
yes,
this, even though the man is at the top, still a no. Who runs the house?
The woman does. And
you know
have
what I'm
a lot of things going
but,
on
but wait
now.
A minute. But how many men back in our day, you know what I'm saying, which still rings true to some now, are out there busting their ass because they want to take care of the house, because they want to take care of their woman, because they want to take care of their family.
Oh, you're
right. Now, it's not to say,
it's not
to say that anybody else can't do it. But, yo, I mean, really, come on, dudes. You're slacking.
Brother B,
a lot of cats out here, you're slacking on your jobs.
You know
and
what it
again,
is?
Again, you got women out there, oh, where the good men at? Well, they probably either...
You know what it is?
What's up?
It's a... Well, here's the problem with that. A lot of these guys out here, and I'll say this, now you have a lot of lazy-ass dudes out there because you know what? When they get into a relationship with a certain type of woman, like, they see the woman is handling her business, they just fall back. They get real lazy. And the woman has to do everything. Everything is on her. And how do you think she's going to react?
Yep. A lot of them want to be pacified.
Exactly.
And you know what?
All of them want to be pacified. Yeah, go ahead.
And I blame a lot of this on the fact that when you try to eliminate the father from the household,
mm-hmm.
No matter what color, when you try to eliminate the man from the household, when you break down the structure of the family, then we have problems.
Right.
But we have problems. That's part.
Men don't act like men.
I'm gonna say that's part of it. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut anybody off, but
yeah,
I'm gonna say that's part of it because you know what the other part of that is, and I'm going to say this, and some people are going to get kind of angry with me, and some women are going to be mad with me, but some of that problem with that, too, with the male, is the mother as well. Because
mm-hmm.
some of these mothers pamper these men and pacify them or do lack of lack of nurturing with these males.
Oh.
And then guess what? Then they're looking for it in a woman. They're looking for the woman to treat them how mothers should have treated them. And it's like, no, that doesn't go that way. Your mother is the one that's supposed to nurture. I'm just here to maybe do part of that, but then you still have to be a man or be your own man.
What you just described, right there, is that whole mama's boy syndrome, and that's the
mm-hmm.
problem, that whole mama's boy syndrome. You know, and Brother B, I'm sure you'll agree with me. Brother B, you could say, I want you to talk later, but let me just say this. When a man is a mama's boy, what more can he do in life? What can he bring to the woman in his life? What can he bring to his girlfriend, his wife? He's going to have that mama's boy syndrome for life, especially when the mother is doing everything for him, spoiling him, everything. He runs home to mama, mama this, mama that. Guess what? How do you think he's going to react to his girl?
Well, I think, all right, to me, the term mama's boy has kind of took like a little twist.
Because, you know, years ago, mama's boys used to be like somebody that was really just big on, you know, my mama, my mama, my mama, my mama. Even though pops was around, still in all, you always took pride in your mama. And see, one thing is for certain. Listen, your mother can teach you certain things.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. But I'm a firm believer that a man will teach you how to treat a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And see, a mother can tell her son, oh, a woman like this, a woman like that, and this, that, but there's nothing like a man telling you and showing you this is how you treat. You see how I treat your mother?
Right.
That's how you treat your woman, and better if you can. This is how you're supposed to do this. This is how you're supposed to do that. This is the right way. See, the whole thing is we're not seeing, once again, it goes back to the family structure. There's a lot of things that we're just not seeing. Exactly.
Yep.
We're not seeing anymore because it's like, how do you know to love your woman properly or how do you know to love your man properly? Years ago, we used to see images of that. But see, when you come up in the household, and there's nothing against single moms or single dads, there's nothing against that. But the whole thing is when you create that type of cavity, you know, in a situation, what do you expect to happen? Because the kids are always going to be the one with the question mark. Or what happened with this? Or what happened with that? Why did dad leave? Or why did mom leave? Why are you guys fighting? What's the issue? Because, see, that's how they learn to overcome their issues sometimes when they look at you. And when you don't put something in front of them to learn, then they go all willy-nilly. And that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Education, and I'm a firm believer, education starts at home. If you don't have the proper setup at home, what are you going to learn?
Exactly. See, that's the thing. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it takes a while. Like, you see, I learned one thing from my dad. My dad always taught me this, that you got to treat a woman the best way, but also be with somebody who respects. And he also told me, one thing he did tell me is, be with somebody who respects themselves and don't be a sucker. Don't be a sucker.
Exactly.
He taught me that. He said, don't be a sucker. And I learned that later on. I'm like, now I see what he meant by stop being a sucker. You know, and he didn't tell me
because you got some women out there that will turn around and play you, but you got some men out there that will do the same thing to women. See, the whole thing is, once again, it's like everybody's looking for some type of angle.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, whether it's male or female, get up off your lazy ass and do something.
Exactly.
Stop looking to be carried. Stop looking for somebody to carry you. Pamper yourself first. But see, one thing, I talk to my kid about it all the time. There was this episode of SpongeBob. Yo, cartoons are crazy. There was an episode of SpongeBob where he had lost his name tag. And he was, Mr. Krabs was going to do an inspection. So he had to have his name tag for his inspection. So the whole episode, he kept retracing his steps. He kept, doing all types of things, trying to find his name tag. He felt that he lost his identity when he didn't have his name tag. And what's crazy is, you know how many people out there that don't have their identity? They don't know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
See, that goes back to what you said, Red, and that's what goes back to what you said, K-Dog. You have to identify with something. So some people have to identify with something in order to be better or be on that path. You know what I'm saying? It's not to say that you, if I identify my son with being a woman, he could be this. Or if I identify my daughter with being a male, she can be that. Yo, listen, let's start from the ground up, and then let them choose later on.
Right, exactly.
You're a male. Traditionally, this is your role. But if you happen to want to switch it up later on down the line, yo, I support you. It's all good. But this is who you are. This is what it is. And I'm raising you to be a man.
Keep it real.
Female, I'm raising you to do this. I'm raising you to do that, and this is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you want to do something later on different, then that's on you. But, yo, from first, there has to be some type of principles. There has to be some type of ground, you know what I'm saying, it's in order for them
to be able to
realize, like, all right, this is where I come from. This is what I stand for.
Right.
A lot of people are not even into that. Like
because
I said, throughout the whole episode, oh, he didn't feel that he had his identity because he didn't have the name tag. Now, by the end of the episode, of course he found the name tag. It was actually on the back. He put his clothes on backwards. Yeah. He put his clothes on backwards, so it was on him. But the whole thing is how he ran around the whole episode so scared, so lost, because he felt that tag, that label, was who he was. You see, you see the irony of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's kind of bugged out.
Yeah, it's like I don't think these things should be. Once again, I don't think anything should be. A role should be what it is. If the young man or boy is a boy, you let him do, you know, boy
a
things,
boy.
So he can you know learn to be a man. Like
grow.
I said, if he wants to switch it up or if he doesn't feel that that's for him, then let him have that choice of doing it. But don't make the choice for him already before he even come out, he or she or whoever come out the room and you already making choice. Oh, well, I'm going to let them play with a Barbie if that's
no,
what they
no,
want to
no,
play
no,
with.
No, 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 no. And that's not good because, you know, once again, people have grown, and I'm sure a lot of you will agree with me. I'm sure you guys will agree with me when I say this. People have grown too damn sensitive. I mean, come on
now. Yeah.
Listen, look, men, and you know what's sad about it? You have a lot of men out there that are sensitive, and you have women out there that are sensitive. But you know what it is? The bottom line is this. When you have a boy, when you have a girl, you teach your boy, you know, how to grow into a boy, okay? There's boy toys. There's boy colors. Because for me, growing, and I say this, a lot of us, you know, who grew up back in the day, yeah, we watched G.I. Joe. We were watching the Transformers.
Right.
While the girls were watching My Little Pony and all of the other stuff, we did boy stuff. That's the bottom line, boy stuff. We played with the cars. We played with the action figures.
We crashed our bikes.
Mm-hmm. There you go. We played football. We played basketball. We played handball.
Right.
So,
because you know
what?
You know what?
I mean, I watched G.I. Joe too when I was younger, but that didn't, once again, I, you know, grew up to, you know, like I'm not a girly girl. I like, you know, little, you know, guy things too, but I'm just saying, I grew up, I'm a woman. Like, I grew up to
right.
be a woman. I did women things. I did win things that girls do. It didn't make me say, oh, well, you know what? G.I. Joe, you know, I want to be a guy now. No, it didn't make me say that. It's just that that's what I enjoyed. Like, I was really the only female cousin that was in the same, all in the same age bracket. Right, Brother B?
No doubt. I was the only female
cousin at that time, so it's like, you know, when they watch G.I. Joe or whatever, I had to watch what they watched, which I enjoyed. It didn't bother me, but it didn't make me,
you know, think
any different.
But, you know, it's crazy. When we, as boys and also as men, there's things that we do to impress the opposite sex.
Right.
Yes, we did.
Right.
Now, the whole thing is, I mean, yo, you can't. One thing that I have to say, and it's going to be what it is, but when you try to push your point, how do you think my point looks? See, if everybody's talking about, oh, well, you know, like you're fighting for, like, all right, people are fighting for rights. People are fighting to play different roles and stuff like that. You're fighting for it. Why are you fighting? Why do you have to be recognized? Like I said, as a man, I'm not out here fighting to be recognized to be a man. I'm just doing what I got to do. My thing is this: if you're gay, you're gay. So what? If you're homosexual, you're lesbian. So what? If you're bisexual, so what? I think sometimes some people, why are you looking for acceptance? Accept yourself.
You know what I think it is? The reason why they're looking for that, because a lot of people are not accepting of them. Like, you have these, you know, the powers that be that are not accepting of that. You know, you have those white supremacists that are not accepting of that. You have some people in some religions that are not accepting of you know, of their, you know, that person being gay or what, or bi,
yeah,
or whatever. Like, you have people that have family members, they know that person is gay, and they'll throw the person out the house. Oh, you're gay. Oh, you're nothing to me. You're dead to me. You know, you have,
you know
that, so it's like they have to fight for, like, I'm still a person.
You know how many families wrote off their a family member because once they found out that person was gay, it's like,
oh,
well,
yeah,
you're not coming in this family. You're done.
Yep.
My thing is, listen, if my kid said, hey, I'm such and such, yo, if that's what you want to do, yo, just be safe out there. God bless. Just like if my kid was like, oh, well, I'm 100% this side, and listen to that. Hey, be safe. Do what you got to do. Listen.
Yeah.
I'm with it. But my whole thing is still and all, know your role. Like, what I don't get, and it's not, once again, it's not to pick on anybody, but once again, this is where the lines get blurred, when there's this whole gender classification or this, you know, you have to reclassify. This is where the issue comes, because once again, it starts with the role. You're messing up the role. You're messing up the order of things. Okay, I can understand that a woman may like women. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you dressing like a man?
Exactly.
But why is that more accepting? I'm going to ask this question, but why is that more accepting? Why is it more accepting that a woman likes other women, but a man like another man, that's a problem?
Ah, you see what it is. It's like this. It's all about the image of it, like two women getting it on.
Uh-huh.
It seems that sexy. But when it's two guys, it seems as gross and disgusting. You see,
okay,
in some countries, when they see two women getting it on, it's not, let me just reiterate that. It's not accepted in all countries. Because in some countries,
no,
when they see two lesbians, they are subjected to rape, to being raped by men. And it's legal. It's perfectly legal. And when it's two men, those two men are liable to be killed. Brutally.
Okay.
And so with society, like right here in the U.S., yeah,
mm-hmm,
it seems as erotic when the two women are getting it on. You understand what I'm saying? It's,
right.
It's, that's how they see it. That's how society will look at it. Like, oh, boy, two women, but two men, ill. But two women, yeah.
Yeah, but see, all right, and you know what, but see, because everything is so over-sexualized. Like, the emphasis in this country on sex, it's freaking ridiculous.
Oh, my God, it's crazy.
Yes, it is.
Crazy.
It's ridiculous. Like, all right, I mean, sex is nice, sex is good, but, yo, it's not everything. And see, everything is so focused on, like, sex. A lot of things are so sexually orientated. And it's like, yo, this is why we have the issues that we have with, you know, the babies, you know what I'm saying, being born and then made orphans, a lot of babies being born out of it. Like, just everybody's just screwing, but with no accountability.
Nope.
With no accountability at all. You know what I'm saying? Everybody just want to have sex, but nobody wants to be accountable. A man wants to, some dudes feel, oh, the more women I sleep, but it validates me as a man. No, it doesn't.
I'm the Mac. I'm the Mac.
Not at all.
To me, I've always stressed quality over quantity. Because see, that just shows that you just don't know what you want out of life. You're just sleeping with anything, which shows that you're just all over the place. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get it. Like, you have no respect for yourself.
One of these days, like in the famous words of Eddie Murphy, you know, you can't mess around like you used to because one of these days it's going to fall off.
Exactly.
And some guys don't think it's possible.
They don't think it's possible.
They don't really think it's possible.
Yeah, that rocket's going to go down and it's not going to come back up.
They're over-glorified, though. Everything is over-glorified, and I think that has something to do with the roles changing as well, because now, you know, women are still seen as sexy, but now they overdo it. But now you have it where they're doing it to the men now, where they're over, you know, sexualizing the men now.
Mm-hmm. You do.
I mean, you know, I like a, you know, good-looking man. There's nothing wrong with looking at that, but now, like, I'm going to say, like, I'll say this, like,
it's
that,
becoming the norm.
Right, and, like, a couple of, like, I've been, like, when those celebrities supposedly get their nudes leaked, like, the male celebrities, and it's, like a couple of, what was it, a couple of months back with that guy, what was his name, Sarafina or Farafee or whatever his name was, and supposedly a video got leaked out of his genitalia swinging all over the place. And the way the women, like, some of the women were acting so, like, y'all act like y'all, half of these women have children. You act like you've never seen, excuse my language, penis before. Like, they was acting like this is the first time they ever seen penis, and I had to put it on Facebook. Like, stop acting like y'all, stop it. This is why men kind of, like, treat us a certain way now, because y'all are like this is the first time y'all have ever seen penis in your life. You're going crazy. Y'all share, they sharing the video. Oh, did you see it? No, I don't want to see that. Oh my God, you said okay, but guess what, the guy's a cornball. Yeah, he may have all of that, but he's corny. And see, to me as a woman, I don't care if that thing is gold plated. Guess what, if you a cornball, you a cornball. And I don't even care about that. You can take it and grind it up and make a chain out of it. I don't care what you do to it. Just like if you corny, you corny. But that's what the problem is. It's like women, they're starting to get, well, not starting, but they've been getting that mindset like, okay, now I'm going to start acting like, well, the guys be acting like that over us and our booty and all this other stuff. So you know what? Let's act like that over guys. No, it's not the same. Now you're looking, with the guys, now you're going to look thirsty and desperate acting like that.
Exactly. And see, when you start to look thirsty and you start to look desperate,
it's a problem.
Then you put yourself in a position to be used and abused.
Exactly.
However, because you're basically saying, I have no standards.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, it is what it is.
I have a very low standard. That means that shows a very low standard. You're not showing that you're thinking highly about yourself.
Exactly. And yo, I gotta throw this out there. Because this is, I think, like, it goes along the lines of what Red was talking about. Like, you know, him putting his penis out. It wasn't leaked. He took a picture of his meat and he put it out there online. But anyway, Proverbs chapter 2, verse 11. Discretion will protect you and understanding will guard you. Yo, you know how deep that is? I'm going to say it again. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 11. And I'm not trying to be over-religious, but, yo, there's certain things that you got, you take. I do believe the Bible is certain things. It's like a manual. It's like a manual on how to kind of maneuver through life. You can take certain pieces and you kind of apply it to yourself, but don't misconstrue it. But discretion will protect you. And understanding will guard you. We're not, a lot of people, it's just not discreet anymore.
So with your
shit all out there in the street, how do you guard yourself or protect yourself when your shit is all out there?
Oh, well, perfect example.
It says something about you when you put all your stuff out there out in the street. You're not discreet.
Brother
so
B,
what does it say? What does it say about
people
you?
People are putting their things out on the street. You know how they're doing it? Guess how they? You know how they're doing it? Social media.
Oh, social media.
They gotta put everything on Facebook. They got to put everything on Instagram. They got to put everything on Twitter. They got to put everything on Snapchat. They got to go on WhatsApp. They got to go on all these social media sites, and they got to put
it out.
Yeah,
because I want to see everybody living. I want everybody to see me living my best life.
Exactly. And not knowing that your life could be a crock of shit. Not knowing that your life could be a piece of shit later on. But guess what? You're putting all that shit out there, and everybody got to know. And hey, you'll even put out the time that you even have to use the toilet. If you gotta go to the bathroom, you're gonna put it out there on social media. What next are you gonna put out there?
Exactly. Like, yo, real talk, discretion, man. Discretion. And the fact that the other part of it, understanding will guard you. A lot of people ain't trying to understand.
No.
Right.
Not at all.
That's a lot of people are not trying to understand. That's why they walk around unguarded. That's why they don't know.
Because
again, people
knows.
Walking around like SpongeBob, lost. You're an episode. You
looking
lost,
for their damn tag.
Yep, exactly. Looking for that identity. That's exactly
but
what
I'm saying about that dude. Like he's like I said, he's a corny dude. So guess what? All right, now I got to make my name out there. So you know what? Just like you said, it ain't getting leaked. You put that out there for
mm-hmm.
women to see because you want somebody to say, "Oh my God, that's." So-and-so, when they see you somewhere on somebody, I guess some world premiere somewhere, they say, oh, that's so-and-so with that, you know, that big junk guy. They're like, who cares? Nobody care about that.
No, but that's social media. That's what I'm saying. Right now, people are putting it out there. They're putting all it, like I said, go on social media right now. You're going to have that one person who's going to put all their business out there. Everything's got to be on social media. Everything's got to be recorded on social media. You're putting your whole life out there on Facebook. You're putting your whole life out there on Instagram, Twitter. No matter what it is, you look at society now, and this is the thing about male and female roles changing. People used to say, oh, the females are the one putting their business out there. No, you got a lot of guys putting their whole business out there.
Yes. Them dudes, some of these dudes.
Exactly. Yeah, they talk worse than chickens in a hen house.
Mm-hmm.
They just be talking and talking. See, before it used to be just locker room talk, but now it's just everywhere talk. Because once again, no such thing. It's just discretion, man.
Right.
Discretion. And when you got dudes, you know what I'm saying, thinking that, like, yo, man up.
Exactly.
Like, cut that out, man. Like, stop running your mouth, man.
Right. And it's a lot of this new generation coming up. I mean, I can't really say that. I mean, I can say that because, you know, it's some of them, and then it's some of their dad, they peoples that's doing that on there, you know, talking all their business. So it's just like, come on, like how do you expect to teach the younger ones what to do if you doing all that running your mouth and saying, and listen, some things don't need to be said, some things don't need to be put
exactly.
out there, especially on Facebook. Like, come on, stop it. You putting pictures
hey,
up trying
thing
to...
Is-
I know some dudes that got more selfies than I do, and I'm a female.
Yes, they do. And they OD on it, too.
And they be OD'ing on it. It's just like, ew.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. The man of the hour. Uh-oh.
3054.
3054.
What are you doing?
Hot
Rod. What are you
doing? Wrong
no, name. No. My name is Ronnie Ella, not the Hot Rod tonight. Because
oh,
I'm Roddy Ella. Hello.
You switched
to Hot Rod.
Hey, now you do.
What's up?
Nothing much. Oh, well, before I start off, happy Sperm Donor Day, Child Support Day, happy Father's Day, happy Single Mother's Awareness Day.
Goodness gracious.
Nope.
Yes.
This is y'all day. Happy Father's Day. I don't subscribe to that mess.
No, well, thank you. I just love how people like on social media will throw in like Happy Father's Day to all the real fathers out there, or Happy Father's Day to the ones that take care of the kids. I'm like, when they post something, they always have to be something added to it. Cannot be just Happy
exactly.
Father's Day to all. Does that have to be something extra? I'm like, oh, bro.
Nah, man. No. I had to add some extra. Because, yo, like I stated earlier, you got some frauds that come in there. Because, see, because come on. You got some dudes that'll just be nice with the kids because they want some booty. Let's
exactly.
Let's just get real. Let's keep it
real. Yeah.
Let me take the kid to a game, or let me get the kid a little haircut. Or let me take Shorty to go get some ice cream because it's going to make me look good. Let's stop.
Come on, bro.
You got control.
In the famous words of Ed Lover, come on, son.
Yeah,
really?
But the mothers do it, too.
There's more dudes that do it. My whole thing is like, yo, don't put the kid in the mix, man. Don't put the kid in the mix. If you ain't there with good intentions, then take your ass up out of there. Because I'm tired of these little fake ass, these little stunt doubles coming in and talk about, oh, well, if your dad ain't going to be around, how you know your dad ain't around? You know what I'm saying? Because, see, I was a victim of that at one point where someone tried to erase me. And my kid was like, nah, I ain't having that. You know what I'm saying?
That's
and there's
right.
a lot of dudes out yeah. there. There's a lot of dudes out there that are going through that. There's a lot of women out there that go through out. But, of course, socially, they don't put it out there like that because it's not supposed to be that way. But it happens to women, too. Listen, you think I ain't seen women up in family court talking about they pay child support? I've seen it.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I had that problem. Ooh,
I've seen that a lot.
You know what I'm saying? Well, to talk about roles, no, as a man, no, I couldn't, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't take no money from a woman. I couldn't take no child support from no woman. That's just me. I just couldn't.
Right,
and you know what? I hate the term single mother because your relationship status has nothing to do with you being a parent.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is,
you know what I'm saying?
I think we all can agree that the parents of the child should do what's best for the child and not for each other. Because now these days, it's not about us; it's about the children, and that's why a lot of children are confused today of what they are, who they are today, because the family structure is basically, in my opinion, not what it used to be anymore.
Oh, no.
No, it's not.
Not at all. That family structure went out with the crack era. That's when that started.
Listen, it's all out the window. It's not there anymore. What is there? Please, the respect is gone.
Like K-Dog, Sean, and I talk about Monday night, how New York approved the bill for birth certificates. If you want to put down under gender X, who want to put X under the gender for the child?
What? Gender X?
Yeah,
you
they
about
do
that
now, man.
No,
that's
I didn't
the sad
hear about
part
that.
About
that's
it.
What I'm like,
yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
No, if you have,
oh, yes, it is.
Big Red, if you have a child right now, you know, you have. Let's say you have a boy. You can put down the label as an X. So when your child grows up, your boy, he could label himself as a male or female. So basically,
oh,
you have your
you
child.
You gotta be kidding me. You gotta
decision.
Be kidding me. Unbelievable.
And that's
so wait a minute. So
if.
Mm-hmm. So how do you be born with a penis and be like, I don't know who I am?
You know what?
I don't know what gender I am.
Today's society, and we have so much options, you know. Back then, our parents tell us, this is that, that's it. Yeah, whether you think it or not.
That's what I was saying earlier.
And now, we have so many options, but we're afraid all of a sudden to offend people, to be sensitive, or to just tell like it is. So, Kato, you want to label your child? Go ahead. I live with my child, no problem. And like I told Kato and Sean Black, and my boy, who's 5 years old soon, tell me that he wants to be a girl. I'm sorry. I'm going to slap him for free. Because I'm going to tell him, you are a boy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy
hey,
your life.
Listen,
you're a child.
Hot rod,
exactly.
Both of us grew up with Haitian fathers, and you know they ain't play that.
Nope.
They ain't play that. And
you know what? It didn't have anything to do with being homophobic. Anything like that. And once again, options. Because, see, it's like going to McDonald's. You know what's there, but you still go there and you look at the menu like it's for the first time. And you sit there and you stand there and you're just looking forever.
Right.
Sometimes people don't have too many options. Do you want the bacon burger or do you want the cheeseburger or you want this or you want that? I want a cheeseburger, but I don't want the bread. So how the hell is it a cheeseburger if you don't? How is it a burger if you don't take it with the bread? You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm on a diet. I ain't going front. I think I might that. I just want the cheeseburger. I don't want the bread.
So it ain't a burger. You just go in there and say, yo, let me get 2 patties of meat. And for that,
let me
you know what I'm saying? But you know what's crazy? You're still going to get charged the same.
But when it boils down to it, what did you really do? Well, yeah, that's the problem. It's too many options. That's why you got people slipping in and out of roles. Like, yo, I got a friend who lives in an undisclosed location at this time. But that friend was like, yo, it's hard for me to find a man or dating because you got a lot of down low brothers. And I was like,
That is a problem in itself. I mean, listen.
First of all,
if you
got dudes out there,
come the hell out, man. Come on now. Please. Save us the drama.
Oh, my God.
If you want women, listen. Don't sit there and say that you're heterosexual if you sleep with men, too. No, you're bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
And don't have these women out here. Don't have these women out here thinking that, you know, this is what it is when it actually is not. Because you got some people that are in denial.
Yep,
you know, you can't be in denial about certain things. You just can't.
And they feel if they come out and say, well, you know, I like to have sex with men, they're going to get ridiculed. Which they are.
What
woman wants to hear that? Oh, well, baby, you know what? I love you and I like you and I don't mind sleeping with you. But you know what? Last night, me and Sophie, like, what? I'm going to my homeboy house and we're going to go, what?
Isn't that double standard, Big Red? You know,
that's
two people sleep with each other, that's okay. But two guys that sleep with one another, like, whoa, hold on. Time out. There's something wrong with that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Like, I watch two ladies. But if I watch two guys,
Time out. Once again, it goes back to discretion. I don't care who you sleep with. I don't care. See, that's the
Me
thing.
Neither.
We
who
want
cares?
Everybody to care about, oh, I want you to care that I sleep with men, or I want you to care that
sleep
with women,
man.
Or I want
you
to care
that I
comb my hair. I want you to care. No, I don't care. I don't care who you sleep with. I don't
Me
care
neither.
What you do or how you do it. Listen, it doesn't affect my life. But see, that's the whole thing. People want to push their life. Don't
you
push
think.
Your life on my life. Don't push your life on my kid's life.
What you think. Not society thinks that way. That's the problem. What you think is completely right. I'm not disagreeing with you, but society doesn't see it that way. And that's a problem. That's why we have these issues every single day between race, sexuality, and God knows whatever things.
Religion, everything.
Crazy world. Everything, you
mm-hmm.
know. You don't care. Kato don't care. Big Red. We all have our own lives to live, you know. But tomorrow we will be gone. Who knows? But society overall don't see it that way. And so that's why let's drive each other crazy, stress each other out, and then become depressed. And some people decide to hang themselves because they can't handle the pressure. Sorry to say that, but it's the truth.
No, I mean, you're absolutely right. Yo, real talk, one thing that definitely splits us is the emotional aspect. Like, men get it from women. Like, men and women feed off each other. It's a different energy that we both put out, and we
you're
feed
right
it.
About
it's
that.
A it's a chemistry. And see, now you have science trying to duplicate that and replicate it and make it so that way a man can feel like a woman, a woman can feel like a man and start to look that
way.
Oh,
my goodness.
Listen,
but you
my,
know
whole,
what's sad
my
about
whole
it?
Thing is this. What's the purpose? For what?
You know what? How could a man think he feels like a woman when you never even you never had menstruation? You've never been pregnant.
Exactly.
So how the hell is
exactly.
it that you feel like a woman?
Listen,
get out of here
well,
with that
well,
mess, please.
Well, first of all, just
the
emotional part.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, men could be emotional. We have emotional time.
Yeah, but you know what? Listen, as a man, there's nothing like sometimes you just having that rough period, and then you have your woman. She deals with emotions like nothing, because they know how to. They know. Listen to me. Women are stronger in that area because they. It's like they're groomed to deal with the ups and downs of it.
That's why you have real men. You have real men that look to their women just like look to their mothers for that nurturing.
That's
what mothers do.
Yeah,
they nurture.
Right.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? Which gives them that strength to go back out there and do what they got to do. When it comes down to getting that strength from you with girls with their fathers, hey, baby girl, listen, this is going to be like this, but you got to get back. Sometimes they need that little kick in the ass to be like, go out there and you kick your ass and your father
and you
got
kick
your back.
Them in the ass,
you know
right?
what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? We feed off of each other. You can't keep putting the same energy in the same bottle and think like, you know what I'm saying, you're going to get the same results. It's not going to happen. There's no balance. And there has to be a balance. For us to keep going on, there has to be a balance. But I think some people want to prove that no matter what, we're going to be balanced regardless. We're going to be okay regardless. Listen, my thing is this. Once again, it's discretion. I don't need to know. It's none of my business. So you trying to push your whatever you're trying to push, once again, I know my lane, I know my role, and I'm proud to play it.
Right.
If you know your role, then you be proud to play it. But once again, I'm not making my role a part of your show.
Well, I believe what you're saying, but my gay friends always argue with me. Ronnie, you're a drunk, why you don't come to our bars? I'm like, why in the world would I want to come to your bars, to a gay bar? I have nothing against your gay people.
Yeah, me
neither. I'm not looking for any guy right now.
Right.
I can't go to
right
now.
Now.
Oh man.
Listen,
it's crazy.
Big Red.
Say right
anything
now.
Will
I
happen.
Can't wait.
Listen,
oh my goodness.
What happened? If a guy offered $1 million for my to do with me, I do it for the kids. Okay, I got child support. So that's
what
I'm saying right
now. Okay. Crazy.
You know,
I go get privacy okay? tomorrow.
Oh, and man.
I'm going to drop the phone for the kids, okay?
You stupid.
Yo, man. Yo, we got 3 minutes left. So, Hot Rod.
Yeah, no,
Hot Rod, what's going on for tomorrow night?
Well, tomorrow night will be a little bit touchy of a topic. It's similar to your topic tonight. Is being gay a choice or something that is genetic? So, basically, can you be born gay overall? Also, we will look into the Waffle House situation with a couple that got called by the police. Who was right? The couple that was arguing about the bill or the police or the Waffle House that called the police on the couple? You know, it's been like a trend.
Oh, boy.
Okay, oh, boy.
No, man.
I tell you, boy, the Waffle House, boy, I don't like waffles no more.
Make your own damn waffles.
Make your own
damn waffles. Well, no, the bottom line is, if you know a store is giving black people a hard time, do you still want to support that store or go somewhere else?
Right.
Overall.
Right.
You know, that's the for tomorrow.
Okay.
And K-Dog.
Yeah, what up?
Any parting statements?
Well, any parting statement, listen, look. Society is sick. They're run by social media. It's about time to wake up. Please put down the phones, put down all that technology, and read a damn book. Get some knowledge in your brain.
Right.
I agree, but easier said than done now. With this generation.
Exactly. Not nowadays.
Unbelievable.
Big Red.
Well, like I said, unfortunately, the roles are changing. I see where the roles are changing. And we have to start thinking differently now. We have to, like with this generation that come up, we have to get back into letting not forcing these children into what they want to do, but we have to let them know, listen, male, female, when you get older, you do what you want as you get older because you're, you know, young adult or adult. But right now, this is how this is supposed to go. We have to get back into that because these children, they already going to be confused with all this music and all this crazy other crazy mess. We don't need to confuse them before they come out the room. Like, we don't need to do that already. So, you know.
In other words, they should just enjoy their life for now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let them be kids, please.
Let them be kids, exactly. Exactly.
And on that note, that's a wrap. Another one in the can. Thank you, Hot Rod. Thank you, K-Dog and Big Red.
That's right.
And the menu is out. for the night.
Y'all
yeah.
out,
everybody.
Thousand.
Be well.
Peace out.
Good
y'all.
Night.
Good night,
Absolute
y'all.
Truth night, tomorrow night. Blog Talk Radio, 10:30 p.m. Tune in.
Later. Thanks so much. Good night.
Peace.